Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, be ready. Be ready. This show spares no expense. Seagulls, a major issue. We have one of the most colorful mayors in America with us coming up from the world-famous Wildwood, home of Kate Smith, one of the few areas where Kate Smith is honored. Mayor Ernie Triano will be with him in a second, and I have your seagull tip of the day. But remember I told you, Dano, that people like...
Stop it. Stop the nicknames.
But they also like, inside the show, our secret decoder ring. We got to work that up. Now there's a nice meme out there on my Twitter. Who wore number 88 for your Philadelphia Flyers? Arguably.
Are we saying he's a neo-Nazi now?
Well, that is the suspicion, or it was a nod to neo-Nazis.
Oh, man.
Not Bobby Clark.
He's my favorite player growing
not
up.
Not Bill Barber. Eric Lindros wore 88.
I can't support Lindros anymore?
No, because remember, in this psychobabble on MSNBC, the first eight is Heil, H. The second is Hitler. Scoring all those goals to be a shout-out to white supremacists. I guess in Canada, there's a big white supremacist.
Oh, and I love Dallas Goedert, too, on the Eagles.
Wait a minute. What is Goddard's number?
Number 88.
All right. So we need to know how many people are fooling around with the number 8, or even worse, 88, or will 888 become the new 666? All right, because now we're hearing we're flying the American flag to August 8th to honor those who lost their lives in El Paso and Dayton. And August 8, 8-8, Heil Hitler. That's how white supremacists are seeing this. All right, let's go to the mayor of one of the great towns in America, and he is one of America's greatest mayors. He is, you know how they talk about America's mayor? He is America's resort town mayor, all those resort towns. Mayor Ernie Triano. Mr. Mayor, how's the summer going? Thanks for joining us.
Well, the summer's going great. I was going to tell you we got an 88 down here, but now I can't even say that.
Who's the 88?
No, I'm just saying. I was going to say it's 1 to 10. Well, we were an 8.8, but it's.
Mayor,
I can't do that now.
Mayor, you should probably close the beach on August 8th, just in case.
There you go. Close the beach on August 8th.
Yeah, we can do that. That'll be tomorrow, so nobody can come to the beach tomorrow.
All right.
Summer's been absolutely off the top here. It's been great, great summer. The weather's been all the rain everybody else has been getting, we have not been getting. The Wildwood bubble has been working great for us, and it's been a tremendous summer so far.
It has been, Mr. Mayor. We've been down twice and coming back in August, and we did notice now a seagull issue, but not quite like Atlantic City. Or Ocean City, I'm sorry. They have an Air Force now. They're spending, I don't know that you would ever spend $65,000 between now and Labor Day to fly hawks over to go after the seagulls. What do you guys do?
Well, we are called the Blue Collar Riviera. So I have all my Goombas from South Philadelphia and North Philly and Northeast and from Delaware and all. And they have a certain language that they can talk to the seagulls. And, the seagulls don't mess with us down here. We have polite seagulls down here, and they stay away from for all our Goombas from South Philadelphia. They don't mess with them. So
good stuff.
It's good. Now, you know what? We tell people, look, the only way you keep them from not getting aggressive, don't feed them.
Right.
If you feed them, that attracts them. And it's amazing. You will not see a seagull anywhere in sight. Throw a piece of bread out in the middle of the beach, you'll have 5,000 seagulls there in a second.
Yeah, it's exactly. Now, we've seen some of it seems to be people, I don't know, there's certain, I always thought it was French Canadians, I may be stereotyping, that are feeding them, but there are certain people who don't follow the law and common sense and continue to do this.
Yeah, exactly. I was kidding around, and I know I'm going to catch crap for this. I said, seagulls are like your wife. You can't live with them, and you can't live without them. You because of the simple fact that with they're scavengers, and yeah. they actually are our best cleaners of the beach. They clean the beach every, you know, when people aren't there, they're down there cleaning up, or, you know, eating all the stuff that washes in, all the stuff that's left behind. They without them, I got to tell you something, our beaches would be a hell of a lot dirtier.
Well, I can tell you my sense this year, the beaches are very clean. You guys are doing a great job. And I was so happy the first day we came down and heard Kate Smith still proudly going in Wildwood. What's your response are you getting to that?
Well, you know what? It's amazing. Sometimes you get caught in the middle of a controversy through no fault of your own, and it's a no-win situation. This one, in my opinion, was a very easy defend. As I've said before, if anybody takes just 2 minutes out of your day, look at the history of this woman just for race relations and how she fought for equality for all. And said it starts at home, and it starts in the schools, and you have all the races have to be as one, and yet they paint her as this, you know, it's crazy. But we're so tickled to death to play it. Like somebody said, well, play another version. I said, there is no other version. There's only one version of that song, and that's Kate Smith's song. So.
Well, I have to tell you, we're sticklers. Every day that we're down, Mr. Mayor, we're up on the boardwalk at 11, and I got to say, it's about 99% of people that stop once they get it, what people are doing, hand over heart, and the rest. It's it's just more. I don't understand why more towns, more places don't do that. It would help a lot.
Well, it's this politically correct atmosphere, and I was listening to you talk about the 88. I mean, look at the NBA now. The owners of the basketball teams cannot be called owners anymore because that's a slave mentality. They're now called governors. Manholes in California can no longer be called manholes. They're maintenance lids because they want to strike all sexual connotations, whether, you know, through pronouns. I mean, you can't make this. The ridiculous, the absolute ridiculous, is becoming the norm.
Mr. Mayor, how long have you been mayor of Wildwood? It seems like forever in my lifetime. Do you have a lifetime deal there or what?
Well, we're off for election this year, and who knows what the hell happened. Hell, I got recalled in 2009 for a year because I put a community center up. So, you know.
Well, okay, you know, I'll give you one area I'm just curious, and I know you tried to move heaven and earth, but it pains me, and people that went to Wildwood when they were younger and still might go down there, Pacific Avenue, and I go by those 5 and 10s that are still there, these giant 5 and 10s. Why is Pacific Avenue so hard? You got some good stuff going on there.
You know what? It's amazing. I mean, we put a new Burn Plaza in there, which really turned out great. We have music. We have events.
Yeah, I know. Markets. Yeah.
That's really a good thing. Here's the problem. You know, every town has a section where their commercial areas are. Wildwood is about 60 to 70% commercial. So, you know, our main street, basically, in the summer, is the boardwalk. That's where everybody goes. And you can't compete against the boardwalk. It's the beach and the boardwalk are your magnets. They're the draw. The downtown, the shops, there's sometimes not enough business in the wintertime to keep people around. Mm-hmm. You know, keep stores open. Back in the day when Pacific Avenue was like Chestnut and Market Street in Philly was because we were the only real place in Cape May County. There was no suburbia. There was no offshore. That developed at a later date. And look what happened. The small stores disappeared. The malls went into effect. Now the malls are going out because of the home, you know, you can shop online.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It's just an inevitable cycle. Will it come back? You know, we're trying. We're getting little stores here and there. We have a lot of, we're now an opportunity zone, which to most people, they don't know what that means. But anybody that has enormous mm-hmm. capital gains money, you can bury and you can invest in Wildwood in an opportunity zone and save from paying taxes on your capital gains money.
I don't even know. What's your party, Ernie Triano? I can't even tell what you might be. What party? Or do you have a party?
Well,
or
you know what? I'm an American. I'm a registered Republican. But
okay.
You know something? I vote for who I think is the best person. Because the person, the ideals of the person is what attracts you, not... Well, if you're a Democrat, I can't like you because you're a Democrat. well, you're a Republican, which immediately means I can't like you either, which is absolutely, unequivocally asinine. Yeah, throw the party crap out. Stop putting labels on people and listen to what they have to say, and then you know, judge them accordingly.
And you're up for election in November?
Yeah, up for that this year.
Now,
yeah.
Is it people that are residents that vote, or if you own a home there, do you vote?
No, it's a residence, and I have a lot of second homeowners that feel that they should have the opportunity to vote, and they give me hell because they can't. I said, look, all you got to do is change the Constitution. I mean, I can't tell you. It's not me telling you can't vote, but it doesn't bother me if somebody has a second home here and wants to vote. If they can, all they got to do is register. You know, I tell people, I said, look, you register your husband here or register your wife here, and you want one vote here and one vote at home. But
yep. Well, look. We want a landslide because we want Ernie Triano there forever. I wish you were in Philadelphia. I wish you would move here and run. It would be quite a race.
Well, I tell everybody, I say, the first thing you do when you're thinking about running for politics, go to the closest hospital, get a partial lobotomy. And if by chance you win, go get the full lobotomy.
Oh, God.
That's the way it's got to be.
Good stuff, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Ernie. Thanks.
Always a pleasure, Don.
It is always a pleasure. Thank you. We'll see you down at the shore. A lot going on in Wildwood.
Let me know when you're down. Give me a call when you're down.
Okay. We are coming down this time. My wife wants to meet you, too. She's heard some of these interviews. Yeah, definitely.
I'd be honored.
All right. We'll do it, Mr. Mayor. Thank you. All right. Put that on our daytime or whatever they call it. That's the thing, Dan, to make sure I call it because, my God, wouldn't you like to have a guy like this in the Philadelphia area? I mean, just... the stuff that he comes up with.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.